Hello, this is Mark Brown for Beyond the Room at the very final dying embers of the Rough Sleeping Initiative funded Psychologically Informed Environments Conference 2019. I'm here with
Anthony Welsh, peer mentor for Outcome Homes.
Anthony and me have been at this conference all day. We've heard a lot about psychologically informed environments in homelessness. What have you made of it all?
I really enjoyed it. I think our thinking on it beforehand has been rubbish, actually. You know, I've always, even before I knew this, I knew there was something wrong being in the services, being in jail, being an addict and homeless. You know, the services, just they don't treat you right. This one, now I work for them, I see the difference they make. I don't know how to explain it. Psychological thinking, the thoughts behind this are so much different from the way they were before. You know, we're thinking more people instead of a problem, which is really good. You know, if you can get to know the person instead of the problems, you can deal with the problems if you know the person. You know, if it's just about problems, then it'll just keep reoccurring because you're not getting to the proper issue, which is the person themselves and what they want out of the services, you know. So doing it this way, you get to meet the person, you get to speak to them, spend time with them, and then you can tailor it to their needs instead of tailoring it to the needs of a system, a service. So I really enjoyed this. I really thought we've learnt loads from it, actually.
It's kind of like, it's super interesting to me because, like, it feels like psychologically informed environment stuff, like you need someone to put aside the money and the time and the resources so that people can spend the time getting to know each other before anything else happens. Is that right?
Yeah, so we've done this with a couple of clients. You know, I've spent time with them. We've gone for coffees together, do you know what I mean? Just getting to know each other, and then we work out what they need from me, and then we do the problems that they have, we deal with them. You know, one client was in a terrible way. You know, I spend time with him, I go for breakfast on a Saturday, we have a breakfast, talk about football, boxing, whatever. You know, so I just get to know the person. And then now, you know, he's in a good place, he's working now, he's never worked in his life before. We give him the confidence to work, we give him the confidence to go to meetings himself. He lives in his own home himself now, where before he would never do that. He'd just isolate because all he would deal with was he has mental health issues, so we'll just deal with the mental health issues. But actually, once you get to know the person, it's so much more than mental health issues. Isolation, is that a mental health issue? You know, so that's what we got to find out, that he isolates a lot. So it's not really, it's not just about the mental health issues, it's about getting them out there. I'm sorry. It's just getting them out there and, you know, getting them to interact with other people and to interact with the services, but on his terms, not on the services' terms. Yeah. You know, you're going to someone and saying, well, you have mental health issues, so we're going to deal with that. But your rent's not getting paid, so we're not going to deal with that. Or you don't like living in your house because you don't have lecky or gas, so we're not going to deal with that. We're just dealing with them. That's not going to work because all that other stuff, the house, the rent, the no gas, no lecky, all that stuff, it's going to send them back to the same place it's just come from. If you fix them, as they were saying, you know, but you don't fix the problems around him, you're not fixing him, you're just setting him up to fail. So this way we get to meet people, we get to spend time with them, find out what they are, what they're about, you know, what values they have, and then we tailor our thing to him. I've tailored my needs and his needs together, you know, so we work together. I'm not a service, I work with him, spend time with him, work with him, and we've come a long way doing it that way. Whereas it was a service, you know, I wouldn't spend time with him. It'd just be come in, this is what you need, this is what you're getting, see you later. This way, you know, I still see him now, see him once a week now. I used to see him four days a week, maybe 5 days a week. Yeah. Now he needs a day a week, do you know what I mean? So it works. If you if you centre on the person instead of his problems, you'll make it better for him. Do you know what I mean? His life will become better, type of thing. It has become better.
Yeah, it's like David Ford from Expert Link was on the panel today. He's talking about like begging, wasn't he? And he said that when you see someone begging in the street, he said that I don't see like an adult. What I see is, I see the kid in them that experienced trauma when they were little, and that really stuck with me. Like, that's it, you know, that vulnerability, that thing about stuff that's happened in your past that you can't undo. What you need is like a path forward. Like, do you think that's a big thing with this kind of stuff?
I absolutely love what he said. I said the same thing less than a month ago. You know, you see an addict and an homeless person, but what I see is the person with loads of trauma behind them, myself. You know, I have got a load of trauma behind me, but I've had people that have helped me deal with it. And I think, so as an addict, or, you know, when you become homeless, you stop growing. So if you're kicked out at 11, you're like an 11-year-old child, but in a man's body. I have a client that screams and shouts and thinks if he shouts loud and everyone else, he's right, you know, because he's a child, but in a man's body. I was the same. So I used to shout loud at my partner or blame her for everything, you know, because I didn't have the ability to sit down and actually go, do you know what, let's talk like adults, because I wasn't an adult, I was a child in an adult's body, do you know what I mean? I've learnt now that actually. But yeah, that is absolutely true. The trauma, child in an adult's body is absolutely true. I really love what he said. I really thought he made a good point. That's why I made that point of connections. Mm. When we're homeless, we don't be connected. You know, you walk past me, not even look at me. I've done an experiment with one of my friends who's never touched drugs, never been homeless, had a really good family. We walked down Winchester High Street, and at the end of it, I said, did you see them homeless people? And he went, no. You know, and there was six of them lined up down one street, you know what I mean? And he just didn't see them because he doesn't understand that. You know, where I'll see them because I've been there. So I stop every time and just have a chat, maybe a fag or something, because connections, everything. In fact, my friend's wife asked me here, so if I see an homeless person, what do? Do I give them money? Do I tell them life can get better? I know people that have... I said, no, you just say hello, are you okay? Would you like a fag or a cup of coffee? You know, it's that connection, it's that... Just that nice, being nice to someone that's hardly ever been nice to, makes a big impact on their lives. You know, so the kid, so they think like, wow, that like that has made a difference. It's made a difference to my life, and I know it makes a difference to homeless people's lives. It doesn't matter if you're an addict or you've got mental health issues. If someone stops and says, hello, how are you today? Or are you okay today? Or do you want a coffee or something? That's a big impact. That's a big connection for someone that doesn't speak to people for days on end. You know, so yeah, it's just, we can make these changes. It doesn't have to be big changes. You don't have to spend loads of money. Do you know what I mean? Just that one connection, that one. So I had a friend that was homeless in a drug addiction. This woman sat down with him for a week, every day for a week, for an hour, just having a coffee and a fag and that. He got clean. He moved into his own place, not from rehab or from the services, from that woman just saying, you know, every day just saying, do you know what? You don't have to do this if you don't want to. There is help there. We can help you with this, do you know what I mean? And she was just a normal woman. She wasn't in no services. It's just some woman walking down Winchester High Street, seeing for about 3 months in a row, and just thought, do you know what? I can make a difference to this guy's life. And she did, you know?
Smashing. That was brilliant. Thank you.